Here in Boston, we have this blimp that always flies over Red Sox home games. Now imagine if one day the blimp was decorated with the New York Yankees logo. Mayhem down below, I'm sure. That is the closest analogy I can think of to what happened last night in Belgrade in Serbia, except much darker political overtones in Belgrade. What happened is this. A small drone hovered down right in the middle of a game between the national soccer teams of Serbia and Albania, two nations with a long history of tensions. And as I heard from Guardian reporter Julian Borger in Belgrade, this drone was flown in as a provocation.
It was there to display a flag. It was flown over the Partizan Stadium in Belgrade, and suspended beneath it was a big flag, but the flag has enormous emotive significance here. It is a flag of a greater Albania, Albania's greater territorial ambitions that include Kosovo, which Serbia also has a claim to, historical claim to. So it was seen as literally a sort of red rag to the bull for Serbian supporters there, the most hardcore of which are also fervent nationalists.
Right. Apparently, Albanians were not allowed into the match. Was that kind of just to prevent any possible kind of melee?
Yeah, this was going to be the grudge match to end all grudge matches. So you talk about the Yankees and Red Sox, but these two countries haven't played each other in more than 60 years. And of course, most recently in 1998-99, Serbs fought a war against ethnic Albanians in Kosovo, and Kosovo is still a really emotive hot button issue here.
Now, this turned into something of a minor riot.
Yeah, it's clear that this thing was sort of primed to go off. There are some really hardcore Serbian supporters out there who call themselves the Ultras or the Ultra Boys, and they were on the field really fast when this thing broke out and attacked the Albanian players. And it was actually the Serbian players who came to the defense of the Albanian players and perhaps stopped really serious injury. But it was clear from the get-go that this game, after so many tensions and after a war being fought, which cost 10,000 lives, it was clear that this game was really going to be fraught with tension.
At least a few injuries. Any fatalities?
No. As far as we know, no serious injuries. But what was most disturbing for Albanians watching was that the ushers, the security guys at the stadium, some of them also had a go at the Albanian players, striking them, and that caused great concern. You've got to remember that the security, private security services, often draw and recruit from the same pool that the more fanatical supporters are. That is often underemployed youth who are involved in far-right nationalistic politics.
It's interesting. Your story today in The Guardian starts with this line: in the Balkans more than anywhere else, football, we call it soccer, is a continuation of war by other means. So is this a sign, this riot that broke out, the tensions, the war in the Balkans in the 90s are just on simmer and always have been?
Certainly none of the underlying tensions that fueled the war in the 90s have been resolved in any way. The Serbs are resentful about the Kosovo's declaration of independence has been recognized by most of Western Europe and the US, but not by Russia and China. And certainly there are lots of tensions are still simmering. This is still a very precarious and fragile region. And these tensions have historically and are still clearly continue to boil over wherever they can, and football matches is one of those places where they come to the surface.
Julian Borger, who is the diplomatic editor for The Guardian, speaking with us from Belgrade, where a match between Albania and Serbia turned into a brawl. Julian, thank you for your time.
Likewise. Thanks.
You can see what it was like in that stadium in Belgrade as the chaos broke out. We have pictures and video at PRI.org.